You're listening to the Cubicles in Christ podcast. Cubicles in Christ podcast, where Christian professionals connect and grow authentically in spirit, business, and life. I'm Kelly Johnson, your host, an author and certified executive coach who loves to talk about all the ways we can live a life of purpose. Let's talk about it now. As we explore this series on how to be fruitful in our work, today I'm joined by Stephanie Washington. I am so delighted to have this wonderful and beautiful sister of Christ with me today. She has almost 30 years of experience in the vacation ownership industry, where she works in a technical and training capacity. She's a wife, a mom, and she just has such a beautiful spirit. I can't wait for you to get to know Stephanie. Thanks for joining, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly. I appreciate being on.
I'm excited to talk with you today. As you know, you and I have been trying to connect for a few months, and life and schedules just kept getting in the way, but I just appreciate you staying open and persistent to this opportunity.
Yes, thank you so much. It's always a wonderful opportunity to speak about God and what He does in our lives and our work lives. So for me, it was so good that our schedules worked out to be able to meet today.
Absolutely. Well, let's give people a little bit of a picture and insight into who you are. I love this part of starting the show with just fun questions. I call it the lightning round, but fun questions that help us get to know you a little bit more, things that we might not see from your LinkedIn profile or your resume. let's go beyond the professional. So the first question is, where is home for you? And what do you love the most about your hometown?
Home is Frisco, Texas. And what I love most about my hometown here is the people. They're so kind and nice. It's a very good feeling. I'm a California native. I've lived in California all my life. I've been out here for about a year and a half. And I can tell the real big difference. The people here are just so friendly and real approachable. And that's such a great feeling.
Wow. That's so interesting. I just knew that you were going to reference California as being home.
Texas is my home.
Wow. That's great. Well, as a native Dallasite, a native Texan, I am just so honored that you would consider us home. Thank you.
Yes. No, thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah. Okay. So if I were to ask your children, what word or phrase do you say all the time? What would it be?
What's this funny? I was hoping it was going to be like, I love you, but actually more like clean the room or make sure things are put away. Clean.
It's clean.
Yeah.
Funny. That is funny. I'm not sure. I did not do a scientific poll of my children, but I think they would probably say something like, achieve your highest potential.
Oh, nice.
Okay, last question. And I ask this, I think, almost of everybody, but what do you think about when you're alone in your car?
That's a good question. I work from home, so I'm not in the car as much. And being fairly new to Texas, an honest answer is I usually think about hoping that I don't get lost when I'm going somewhere. You know, with technology now, you have your little MapQuest or Waze, but even with that on, I'm not too familiar with my surroundings yet. So I'm like, please don't let me get lost.
That is funny. Yeah.
Oh, and the speed limit. Make sure I'm going the right speed limit.
Oh, well, we don't pay attention to that here. Haven't you realized that yet?
Okay. Catching on.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Stephanie, for indulging us in that. But that was fun. And, you know, on a more serious note, I wanted to chat with you about how you're living the congruent life, because that's what Cubicles in Christ is all about, is, you know, really just trying to figure out how our faith and our relationship with the Lord is intertwined with everything that we do. And I know in some earlier conversations with you, you talked about kind of acknowledging God versus actually walking with Him. So my first question is, how can you find different ways to be fruitful? To walk in the fruits of the Spirit at work. How are you doing that? What does that even mean to you? to walk in the fruits of the Spirit at work?
For me, when I think about the spirits of the fruit and how it, you know, I incorporate that into my work life in a very genuine way is with kindness and faithfulness. Being in this industry for almost 30 years and being at my current job for about 17 years, I've seen a lot of change, a lot of challenges, and to keep pushing forward with a heart filled with wanting to contribute, it comes naturally. When I'm at work, one of the big things that I hold on to is just trying to do the right thing, trying to make things better. Customer service driven, whether it's internal or external, making sure that my the people that I'm connected to, that I'm giving them the best service possible. And just when I think about that, and that's really what I do, the fruits of the spirits come out of that naturally with kindness and faithfulness and goodness, not giving up on my company when times are tough and pushing through. So when I think about the fruits of the spirits, for me, it's in my everyday action and how I respond to things at work, the attitude of working with a good heart and with a happy heart, and knowing that genuinely God's giving me this opportunity to shine his light at work. And I might not have to speak about God directly, although I do get opportunities to do that and I take advantage of those, but just in my character and the way I behave and the way I treat people and the caringness on what I actually do when I'm training, or when I'm looking at ways to help with the system to be improved, to help overall work life. These things come from God. I know God's given me the ability to do these things. He's opened the doors for me to go through and get to the positions that I am now. And it's all because of him. Nothing to do with me. It's all every day when I pray, I'm always thankful for my job. I'm thankful for the things that he's done for me. And I have such a great thankfulness for where I'm at and what I do, that for me, every day, those fruits come out in different situations.
Yeah. I love what you said about working with a happy heart, a happy and grateful heart. And I know that that's something that you really aspire to do every day. How did you get to a place where you are even aware that that's what you're trying to do or that's what you aspire to do? How did you develop that level of self-awareness?
It took some time, but when I think about what I was doing, I've been on my own. I started on my own when I was 17. I was young, and God gave me this job in this particular industry, you know, right off the bat. And I was real grateful for that. I mean, imagine being, 18, 19 years old, and I got an office job, you know, being a reservation agent and taking calls, helping people to book reservations. And it was so new for me. I hadn't even really been exposed to too much of a professional office environment, except for a little, maybe mom and pop shop that I worked for prior to that, part-time. So this was a big opportunity for me. And through that, I got to realize what I was doing and really work on that through the mentors that God provided in my life and the people that he's put in my life to help open my eyes to the fact that I make a difference in the way that I'm helping people. When somebody's on the phone talking to you about their vacation needs or the struggles they might have and making their maintenance fee payments, little things like that, they're coming to you for help. And not knowing it at the time, with God's putting the desire in my heart that I wanted to help people, the connection was just amazing that, well, I'm actually working in a place that I can help people and I can and help them with their needs, or I can help them work through whatever it is they're going through. And back then, I didn't know what that really meant. But as I grew as a Christian and understood the fruits of the Spirit and really understood what my character meant in a spiritual sense, that's when things really started to connect for me. And instead of just being it, doing it, as you said, I became more aware of it and pushed it farther with myself to say, okay, where can I take this further in regards to serving others in my work, serving others in the community? Just it really opened up my eyes to that.
What I love about what you're saying is that oftentimes I feel like our culture, kind of the American culture, is unless we're doing something really big, unless we have a really prominent position, then our work is not of value. Our contributions are not as significant as someone who might have a big title or a large platform or someone who is a preacher of a church. You know, we tend to look towards others as, well, they're the ones who are really helping people. They're the ones who are really making the difference. And what I love about your story is that very early on, you recognized and did not devalue how you were helping people. And I pray that others catch on to that spirit. I didn't have it. I'll be honest. It wasn't really a part of my thinking, my wiring to see my work as valuable and a service to others. I just saw it as like a job, like this is what I'm supposed to do. But when we have a mindset of having a happy and grateful heart and every opportunity is a chance to serve others, I just think that that's so amazing, Stephanie. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you for that. In talking with you, you don't realize that the time when I'm sharing my heart with you, for me, it just seems like it was natural in that sense. You know, that particular aspect of my job did come quite natural in wanting to help. And just God putting me in the right place at the right time to be able to do that was amazing. And just through that, he grew me. You know, he grew me. He grew me with the people that he introduced me to help push me further, you know, from being a reservation agent to then maturing to a supervisor and to, eventually manager, and then switching off from the operational side to more on the technical side. All that's through God. Like I said, I started young, and as a result, I didn't get much college experience. So a lot of this came through hard work experience and taking classes along the way to get me where I'm at now, which is, again, I give all the glory to God. He has me here for a reason, and I realize that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been a great start to a conversation with you, Stephanie, about being fruitful at work and what that journey and process can look like in one person's life, you know, with the goal of we all learn from other people's stories and testimonies. And next week, we will talk about your story and journey of how you got there a little bit further. But I want to thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Cubicles in Christ podcast. I hope that you will like, subscribe, and share this episode. And please join us at cubiclesandchrist.com.